What is my question? What are we talking about? Where are we? We are in the final book. Means you will hear the final words. This is it. We are digging in something which is complicated, tender, and difficult to dig in. Isn't it the subject? Not having and not being here. That's the goal, right? Here we're talking about what? First we started with one story of Balal. We talked a lot. Then we started another one with Helal. We choose the same, let's say, mode of wording it to follow the same thing, and you will see that he will go on and on and on for some couple of days. We'll be in these stories. Which is talking about what? Is talking about something which is complicated, it's not normal, but it's simple, and it exists. He's talking about somebody who is in a special situation, but believes and is feeling is in another situation, and that's the conflict, right? The first one was but, not by prophet, but by sub-prophet, to tell us a lot. The second one is different here. He's a good slave, healthy and in a good position, and everything is positive about him. Now he's sick and he's living in the stable. Nothing very grave is here. The prophet will hear about the sickness, will come to visit him. This is not normal. And why? When he arrives, the owner, he is a believer and welcome, and how proud I am, and I'm not here for you. To whom he said that? To you. I'm not here for you. I'm for that believer in you. That one which is not your company, is living with the animals of you. That one. I'm looking for the fellow which is in you. Do you get it? There is someone in you which is not you. It's you. This you is not what I'm talking about. What do I know about this you? Nothing. But you, the present in here, that one I know. That one is what I'm talking about, right? You are two persons. Your privacy? None of my business. I don't want even to know about it. For me, your character and your participation in we is important. the role that you play in we. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm looking for. That's what you should look for. You know why? Where is she? She's in you. She's in prison in you. Which prison? Do you remember? All these stuff that I counted, which will be, make that big ego of you. It's a strong one. You know why? How old is she? Millions of years. That's your animal, right? This character I'm talking about. How old is this one? This one didn't exist before the languages. Language connected us to we. We have a collective existence here. We work with each other. None of us could really live alone anymore. Yeah, in the time of monkey, you could. But now, you live with the others. And you owe whatever you enjoy to the others. That's what it is. Do you remember? Book one, first story, the beginning, said you should stand up and be responsible for what? For whatever you have. Because whatever you have, you got it from us, didn't you? Going to school, using the teachers to learn to this and this. This is what we are talking about. We are in the middle of this story, and that middle of the story is very tricky. So we are having a long expression about that stuff. Yes, please.
Explanation of that Mustafa, on whom be peace, hearing that Jesus, on whom be peace, walked on the water, said, if his faith had increased, he would have walked on the air.
Did you hear that? They said, oh, this Jesus, he could walk on the water. They said, oh, good, if he improves, he could walk on the air. Today, we say, oh, he could potentially look and walk in the space. Because we are talking about what? We are not talking about normal. We are talking about a special situation. One of us was there. That doesn't mean that that's the end of the story. Whatever you talk about the end of the story, I will go one step further. Then what? That is the tricky question, isn't it? Let's see what will happen. Let's see this funny explanation about that game. Yeah.
How is he whom the vast river takes on its head, like Jesus saying, in the water of life, you are safe from drowning?
Are you listening? He's not, he's reading. But at least you should listen. What was it? He said, like the Jesus who walked on the water, of life, he didn't drown. That Ab Hayat is something that I don't know how to translate it to English. We have one word mixed from these two words, Ab, which is water, and Hayat means life. This is the name of a drinking stuff. That drinking stuff, if you drink it, you will never die. If you're dead, we pour it in your mouth, you become alive. We have a long, long story about a fellow, first fellows, that tried to find this. What is it? Or is Zulumat. Obvious. There is a cave, which is the cave of the darkness. In the center of that cave is this fountain of Ab Hayat. And there is one fellow who will go in alone, lonely, and will arrive and will drink it. That's the prophet which is alive even now. We don't talk too much about it. We talk about the next prophets, but that's the story. So here he will say, you will not drown in that special fountain, that special water, which is, yes?
Ahmad says, had faith been greater, even the air would have carried him safely.
Like means me, what? Means what? Oh, he said there is a better step, higher improvement, which is walking over Hawa. What does Hawa mean? Hawa means the air. But Hawa means temptation. Yeah. Means if you improve from drowning in the water of life, then you could walk upon all these desires. You will not drown in desires. Hawa wa Hawas. Remember that? Yes.
Like me, who rode upon the air on the night of the ascension and sought communion.
Everybody with a little bit of knowledge knows that when they're talking about me going up there and coming back, what are they talking about? For doing that, you don't do anything. First of all, they come and pick you up. Yeah, they send you the catalog. And it's what? It's a gift. You are not busy with your wishes and what do you want to do and blah, blah, blah. They will give you this gift to climb up. Yes?
He said, how is a blind, filthy dog that sprang up from sleep and found itself to be a lion?
Okay, now, did you listen? Now this is my question. Imagine a dog, a blind one, wakes up and suddenly he's not a dog anymore. He's a lion. How does it feel? Because this is why I'm suggesting to you, yes?